This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 584, Toastyless. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures. From pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth. And everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And we do not have a Toasty tonight. He has got some family obligations, but we do have a Fandeth.
Hi, I'm still here. Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Here is better than not here.
That is correct.
Well, it's good that I'm not alone, because I've done solo podcasts before and they didn't sound good.
It was looking shaky for a moment there. It's half an hour later than our normal start, or supposed normal start time, but there was some stuff going on that I had to attend to upstairs, but hey, I got to eat, and baby's happy, and everybody's happy, and we're all happy, and I'm happy.
That's good.
Yeah. And we got some listeners, that's awesome.
Listeners are always helpful. They give feedback, and they tell us when audio's bad.
Yeah.
But everything's looking green, so I'm happy.
I'm disappointed that Frasley isn't listening to us, or isn't in the Showtime channel, though. He's just chatting away in general.
Well, I guess Frasley's just not a fan of the show anymore.
I guess not. Maybe he has raid obligations or something. So I guess maybe I'll start... No, Medros, you start with your week in WoW for a change-up. How's your week?
Not bad. Did a little bit of leveling on some of my newer characters. Working on getting my Tauren Paladin through the class call quest to open up all his followers, so that he can have more followers than he has, and I can actually have a champion at my side. Also, of course, trying to get all of the requisite stuff through, like all of the upgrades that you can train and all that stuff. Just been kind of working on alts at this point, basically. Did have my first experience of the scaling. I was in Darkshore and was killing off some stuff, and a level 41 came and helped me, and it didn't hurt me as nearly my XP as it used to do, so that was nice. You know, my instinct was like, oh, please stop, you're killing my XP. But I was getting pretty much what I would if I partnered with anybody. And I guess it was just, for them, it was their level versus what it was for me. So it was nice. Warlocks are not easy to play. My instinct is, I want to get in there. I want to get fighting. I don't even know if I chose good talents or good spec.
Well, for leveling, really, your talents don't mean a lot. I mean, some of them are like better for survivability. So as for leveling, like it doesn't really matter a whole lot. As for spec, it's whatever feels good to you. Like for you with your paladin, ret feels good to you, and prot not so much. And
okay, so what's the melee DPS spec for warlocks?
I would say you probably want. What am I? I'm affliction. It doesn't matter. There's a talent to get a pet that will fight for you, and the pet can do tons of damage and aggro for you, so no big deal.
Well, I do have an imp and a void walker. I think I need a macro, because I know for my hunter I have a macro that, like, you know, it's basically one key, like, go attack and do whatever you need to do for my hunter pets. I don't have such a macro for my warlock. So I think if I can try and actually, like, think of my warlock very much like I do my hunter, that might make playing one a bit easier. So far, everything's dying much faster than I would normally expect it to, so I'm not super concerned right now.
Yeah. You can use your Voidwalker, and, I mean, that's a tank, and it has a taunt, and if the pet is set to assist, as soon as you attack something, your pet's going to go attack it as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I need to work on, I guess. Best way of putting that. I need to, like, figure out rotation, and there's a lot of things I gotta work out. It's only level 21, so not super, super worried about that right now. Everything's dying well before it's a concern for me, so, yeah. You know, if it does not happen today, it's not a big deal for me.
Well, and one thing you can do is, if you hit, I think it's the end key, you can see your specialization, and it'll show you what your main spells are, and so the damage ones, just keep casting those and you're fine. You don't need a rotation for leveling. You want a rotation when you start doing, like, more of the end game stuff or have trouble with the mobs, but for leveling, rotation. Just cast Shadow Bolt at everything and they'll die.
Yeah, it does amuse me that I did, when I was buying all my heirlooms, it just happened to be that all of the gear that I bought was the Warlock set stuff that they turned into heirlooms, like Dreadmist. And I'm like, you know, I probably should have chosen something that was actually good to the actual spec I was buying for at the time, which is my Shadow Priest, something that actually fits the Shadow Priest. But Dreadmist worked too at the time.
Yes, it does. Dreadmist for everything. Dreadmist for everyone.
Well, not everyone.
I don't know, Paladin might, you know, feel squishy one day and wear some cloth. Who knows? Who am I to judge?
Yeah, yes. But yes, Falumbra is doing well.
What level are you again?
21.
Okay. And you were... Wait, it starts off at... You were 21 last time, weren't you?
No, I was 20 last time. I hadn't played.
What level do they start at?
20.
20? Okay.
I literally killed my first mob yesterday.
Oh.
But I did a bunch of quests, and don't know how long the content out in Dark Shore is going to last me on this character. Because I don't recall there being a huge number of quests, but I'm pretty sure, like, looking at the map, there are some quest hubs that I will have to do at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a while before those pop up, so. But yeah, it's not as bad as I expected it to be. Doesn't hurt that I chose an awesome looking character, so that's nice. Yeah, I played a little bit on my druid, my high mountain druid. I also played a bit on my Lightforged Draenei. I currently have 3 paladins at max level. I'm trying to, like, not play paladin too much because. While I'm very used to that class,
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to burn out on that class. So, kind of trying to, like, just pull back a little bit from my urge to, hey, that's a class I know, let's go play that. Because when I did that before, I couldn't play Paladin for a while. And that would make me sad, because I like my Paladins. Well, you can only play a certain amount of any one class, so.
Nope. Never get sick of warlocks.
Okay. I'll trust you on that.
Yeah.
How many warlocks do you have?
At max level?
Yeah.
2.
Yeah, I currently have 3, and I've been playing a paladin for a very long time, and yeah, playing four actively would be hard.
I only play one actively. My Laughing Skull Warlock has... Well, let's just say I don't play him anymore. I haven't deleted him, but I don't play him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all my things. Like,
well,
I've gotten...
Maybe you need to transfer him or something like that.
That would cost money. I don't do money for things like that.
You know, you could... And I know this is crazy talk here. I understand that. You could, you know, possibly give a programmer some money sometime?
Yeah, I do every month when I pay my sub.
Are you paying your sub or are you using gold for your sub?
I'm paying my sub.
Okay.
I was using gold for my sub for a while, but even then, I'm still giving a developer money in that way. I'm actually giving developer more money in that way because somebody else is giving them that money and I'm using gold to assist that money.
Okay. I know you are resistant in parting with your money, my friend.
For stuff like that, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you don't want to pay for Hearthstone, you don't want to pay for Overwatch, you don't want to pay for Heroes. For a time, you didn't want to pay cash for WoW.
Don't want to pay for Overwatch. I bought Overwatch.
But you don't want to, like, pay for boxes, for loot boxes, right?
No.
And that is a method that they have of doing that. But I understand that you're a very traditional Winnipegger. That's all I'm going to say. And anybody from Winnipeg so will understand that very well. lots of things to play now, so not lacking that. But there is a concern of mine. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show about alts and such. So, how was your week?
Most of what I played was not my Warlock. It was my DK. Just trying to do more world quests on him and get more resources, and I thought about playing my paladin, and then I just kind of laughed at myself and logged off. Well, no, not really. I thought about it though, and there's other stuff that I wanted to do, but mostly just trying to keep up on world quests on my Warlock and my Death Knight. The Death Knight is fun. I'm terrible. Like, I don't know how to play it. I'm Frost, and I hit buttons when they light up, and even if they don't light up, I still hit them. I did the last wing of Antorus on him in Raid Finder. I had no idea what I was doing, but I still killed things, so that's what matters, right? And I wasn't bottom of the DPS, which is good.
That is good.
I was close to bottom, but yeah. I do have intention of playing that paladin a little bit before the expansion is over. And actually, I would really like to level all of my characters up to max level just to have it. I don't have to gear them out, just to get more, like, I don't know, finish them up. I miss with my Laughing Skull characters. I always, like, they were always, like, self-sufficient, where one character would be my jewel crafter and they would be a miner as well, and so that's how I got all my ore for prospecting to level up my jewel crafting and send all that kind of stuff that they make to the enchanter to disenchant. And like, everybody had max level professions, not necessarily all the recipes, but I worked towards that because I'm kind of a completionist, or I was kind of a completionist, so I miss that, and might work on that a little bit more in the future. I don't know, we'll see. But not a super exciting week, like I said. I played my DK, I played my Warlock, and had fun with it. That's it.
Here's a question I have for you, now I'm thinking about Warlock. Healing your demons. Is there a spell for that?
Yes, there's... I think it's Health Funnels. Or Health Funnel, sorry. I didn't mean to pluralize that. It looks like a drop of blood. The icon looks like a little drop of blood.
Okay. I don't have that yet.
Okay. I don't know when you get it. I don't even know if everybody has it. I feel like maybe drain life. If you cast that, it'll heal both you and your pet. I don't know for sure.
I don't recall. I believe I used that repeatedly, and I don't recall it healing my pet. But I'll have to look into that more later. That was one that annoyed me. Like, my Voidwalker is almost dead. Okay, well, I'm going to dismiss the Voidwalker and resummon it in its full health. But that's really kludgy. Like, not good.
You don't, for that, you don't have to actually dismiss him.
Okay.
You could just summon him.
Okay.
And it's dazed while you're summoning, I think. But he doesn't go away. If you summon him again, then he'll just, the old one will disappear and the new one will be there. And I was like, ah, I'm here.
Okay. That's good.
Yes. I did that last expansion when I was doing things in that last part of Tenon Jungle where there were the rares. I was farming them for the toys, and sometimes I would have to go through two Voidwalker things, or like two phases of a Voidwalker, and so when it got close to dead, I would just summon another one and it would run and kill stuff. That character wasn't very geared up, so I don't have to worry about that right now. Pretty sure I was playing Affliction in WoD, and I was playing Destruction, so now I'm playing Affliction, so I can just drain tank everything, and drain life will heal me up, and I don't die.
I will have to look into that. Let us move along then. Anything else for you this week?
No, that was it. I think the next thing is just our first sponsor. Who's our first sponsor?
Our first sponsor, of course, is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Star Wars, Doctor Who, Marvel, and more. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko that I've decided is going to be the last one we're going to highlight from the upcoming Wave 3 of Overwatch, which is Zarya. It's a really neat looking one. I wasn't sure if they were going to go with like just the main skin or a recolor on that one, but I do like it. It's really cool. I know there's a lot of people who are really excited for a Zarya Pop to come in. This is not one of the action ones, which some of the other ones have been. This one just has Zarya leaning on her gun, which I think looks really nice. There are others in Wave 3. There's Junkrat and Roadhog, but those are coming out around the end of next month. And I'm sure we'll talk more about those then. But if you are interested in Funko Pops, if you are a collector or just interested in finding out what they've got, you can go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use the code Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for sponsoring the show. All right, so what's coming up this week?
Wait. I was going to ask you, did you buy any Funkos this weekend?
I did not buy any Funkos this weekend. I did not go into any stores.
Oh, man. Okay. That's it. This week in WoW. Well, the Lunar Festival is still ongoing. That runs to March 3rd, which is this week, I think. March 3rd is this Saturday. Ooh.
Yeah, it's the end of the month right away.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow, February flew by. I mean, I know it's short and all, but yeah, it went faster than normal. Not really, but almost. Felt like it.
It did feel like it went fast, yeah.
Yeah. This week for our weekly thing is the Legion Dungeon Bonus Event, and that's going to run from February 27th to March 5th. Since it is the end of the month, next week is the Dark Moon Fair, and that's going to be from Sunday, March 4th to the 10th. And also next week, starting on Monday, March 5th, running to the 9th, is the Trial of Style. I guess that's the new season of Trial of Style? I don't know. Some people are excited for that. I don't do transmog ever. That's a lie. I did it like a long time ago when it first came out. But lately, not for me. I don't do it.
I've only ever done it on two characters, both my paladins. Mm. And I don't have a transmog on my, or for my Tauren paladin yet that I think really fits the character. So, but I do believe that Toasty very much enjoyed that last time around. So
yeah, he was a winner. He won everything, I think. Just cleaned up house.
That is awesome. We'll have to have him report on what season 2 is like. So what else is coming up?
That's it.
That's it?
That's all. Hopefully next week. Next week I'll cover this month in WoW. Blizzard hasn't been doing the monthly articles for the past... Or, well, I think this year at all. So I just kind of crawl through the calendar and see what's going on. And go like that.
Cool.
So there will be a lot more to talk about next week.
So we talked last week about the fact that some Warcraft players had been invited by Blizzard to an event in California. Now, the reason we knew this is that there are several people who had mentioned that they had to go get visas to go to the U.S. And it seemed very coincidental that there was a lot of these people who were going to the U.S. around the same time. And that event was this past week. And Blizzard, through that event, announced that there's some new esports stuff coming up for the Warcraft universe. And I think there's a lot of people who are really excited for this. The first announcement here is that there is an update coming for Warcraft 3, which is going to bring some new features to the game. You can have a 24-player server. It will support widescreens. They're doing some lifting restrictions of the editor. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, though. Now, I didn't recall what the limit of servers was before. Do you recall? Or did you even play Warcraft 3?
I know I've played it, but not very much. It might have been on a friend's computer or something, because I don't have Warcraft 3, so I played a lot of Warcraft 2 and Tides of Darkness back in the day, and I watched some of the Warcraft 3 esports at some of the previous BlizzCons, but they haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, that does make it a little hard.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting into Warcraft 3, play the story out, because all I know about the Warcraft universe is, well, mostly from WoW.
Yeah.
Warcraft 1 and Warcraft 2, but that's so long ago.
Yeah, that was a time ago. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. I'm really intrigued to see how well this gets picked up, and I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a full remaster like they did for StarCraft, but it definitely seems like a significant update for those players who are fans of what I consider to be one of Blizzard's most popular games that they made. And I'm really interested to see how this is gonna fall out.
Was Warcraft 3 out before StarCraft?
I believe so. Yeah, StarCraft was released in 98, and Warcraft 94.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And then Warcraft 3, obviously, was where Dota was born.
Yes. I think that came out... When did Warcraft 3 come out? Warcraft 3 release date was July 3rd, 2002.
2002?
Yeah, 2002.
Sorry, you confused me.
It's all right. I expected to with that. It was said very weirdly. That was when we got the various games of Blizzard that in the RTS genre. I do understand that there are players out there who have maybe never played Warcraft 3. And I'm interested to see how many people will pick it up. Because I know there's some people who never played StarCraft who picked it up when it got remastered. I did see some comments about this, someone called it a soft relaunch of the game. There are people who are very unhappy with the fact that they feel like Blizzard isn't, they're doing Overwatch, and that was a great new addition to their list of games, but people who like the style of game that Warcraft and StarCraft, you know, are, they want new games in those genres. They don't want remastered. And some people feel like Blizzard isn't really spending a lot of effort trying to create new stuff. They're just rehashing old stuff, I guess. But I don't know how popular RTSs are anymore. When's the last time you played an RTS?
It was a while ago, but I don't think that what I play is in any indication of what's popular. When's the last time I played an FPS? Sooner, like more recently than an RTS, but negligible. I've not played very much Overwatch at all. Call of Duty Black Ops, I think I logged like 5 hours on. That was the last FPS I bought before Overwatch. Modern Warfare, I think I bought and I logged a little bit more time on. StarCraft 2, I didn't even finish the Heart of the Swarm campaign, but I bought the last one. The last, with the Protoss, I can't remember what the name of that.
Legacy of the Void.
Yeah. So I bought that, but I haven't played any of it because I didn't finish Heart of the Swarm, and, you know, I didn't want to just, you know, start this campaign before I didn't finish the one before that, so... I do enjoy it. Not necessarily competitive play, but I do enjoy the storyline of it.
I just don't, like, yeah, I don't know how popular that either of those are really anymore. I mean, Call of Duty still sells a lot of copies. We hear that when Activision does their quarterly earnings, because alongside WoW, that is one of the titles that is most often mentioned from the company. But I don't know that there's significant amounts of market for RTSs. Though, I will say, some of my most favorite memories outside of World of Warcraft were from RTSs. Playing Command & Conquer, Warcraft, to a lesser degree, StarCraft. But yeah, some of my best game memories were RTS games.
Some of my favorite... Like, I really enjoy the esports. So, watching StarCraft...
Mm-hmm.
Or StarCraft 2 esports. I love that because the people that call the matches, super excited, the hype, right? And so when they're screaming and, oh my god, so and so is, you know, watch out for those Ultralisks and blah, blah, that's super exciting. I love that. And I get the same sort of excitement from WoW Arena as well, watching WoW Arena. Like, I could never do this. But I still find it super exciting.
It's a very interesting question. I'm very curious to see what the overall gaming community's views on that would be. But that's probably for a much different audience than this, I think. But yeah, so let's talk about talk a little bit more about what was announced there at that event.
Yeah, so there's a blue post that went up, and I mean, you had talked about some of the stuff with the major updates, and there was another post talking about more of the updates, also like making major improvements to the world editor so that people can make more greater maps, which is pretty exciting. But also related to that, there's a Warcraft 3 Invitational coming up. So it says, over 15 years since the release of Reign of Chaos, Warcraft 3 has a new major patch coming, and your favorite players are throwing the first Warcraft 3 Invitational to celebrate it. So on February 27th and 28th, there's going to be something on Twitch with a whole bunch of special events, like free-for-alls and 4v4s. It's going to be hosted by casters Neo and Remo, and I guess those are they used to cast, maybe? Looking forward to seeing that, though.
Yeah, the Invitational is definitely going to be very interesting. I know that there are some people who would like to see a broader selection of players, but I think it's great to see that Warcraft 3 is seeing some esports love. So that's going to be good. It's pretty cool that they are not abandoning their stuff. Oh, sorry, I coughed there.
What?
Cod, Diablo.
No.
Sorry.
That's not fair. They're not abandoning Diablo. Like, they still release patches and new seasons for the latter, and I still play it every couple of months, and I still enjoy it.
Okay.
It's fun to just go there and spin and crush things and see big shinies drop and pick those up and be disappointed that they suck.
Yep.
With the randomness. But I really enjoy Diablo, and for the fact that we bought the license, or like paid for the original box, paid for the expansion, some people paid for the Necromancer. I paid for the Necromancer because I love the Necromancer. Considering there's no more money in there that they're getting, and the fact that they still provide us with updates and patches and balance and like new items, new content, new quests to do. Like, I'm impressed by that. Like, there's no more capital in that for them right now until they release something new. But they are still producing content.
It just feels like they're, when it comes to BlizzCon time, Diablo is the franchise that is likely to receive the least amount of attention.
Oh, absolutely.
From panels.
Oh, what about like Rock and Roll Racing and those other like ancient?
Of the franchises that are at least in a way mildly active and actually still available to be played,
yeah,
which discounts your Lost Vikings, your Rock and Roll Racing, your Superman game they did. Take away all that stuff that is not actually available anymore, and you see that there's a disparity between the franchises. That's all.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you there. Totally, totally agree. And, you know, that's probably because it's not a huge moneymaker for them. It's just something that they're supporting. You know, people still play Diablo 2 like crazy, too. Maybe not like crazy. Well, some people play it like crazy.
Well, I guess we'll see where they go with things, I guess. Alright, moving along. Something we may not realize, but Blizzard still has an MVP program, and I think people have forgotten about that because I don't know that there's a lot of players that go to the forums very much anymore, but the program is still very much active, and they are making some changes to that program. They, in addition to some of the changes they're making, they are doing some new recruitment towards that. There's been a number of different versions of the program, and if you are interested in becoming a WoW MVP, you can apply. There's a link in the forum post which gives you a link to a application form. You can fill it out and tell Blizzard, I guess, why you think they should hire you. It does give you very detailed criteria for selection, what it's expected of you as a MVP, as well as confidentiality, because you may have access to stuff that is not publicly available. Definitely, if you are interested in becoming an MVP, if you do spend a lot of time on the forums and you do want to help your fellow players, definitely check it out. Would you ever become an MVP if you had more time there, Fan?
No, probably not. I don't spend a lot of time in forums. I used to spend a lot of time reading news and trying to keep up to speed on that and, you know, how things progressed, but I don't know, forums are not for me. I have a hard enough time keeping up with Slack chat at work and Discord here. I'll be away for a couple of days and then it's like, oh my god, there's so much stuff that I missed and okay, let's read through it all. And yeah. No, I couldn't be an MVP. But one thing to note, and I can't see it in this topic, but it sounds like all the current MVPs are gone. You have to reapply to be an MVP under this new system. They're not guaranteeing that everybody will be, but there's a good chance that if you were previously an MVP, you kind of know what's required. And so if you reapply, there's a very good chance that you will be an MVP. But you do, people that are current MVPs or like past MVPs do have to reapply as well.
Yeah, but that only applies to WoW MVPs in North America.
Oh, really?
It does not apply to customer service or technical support MVPs.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that.
And, of course, it doesn't apply to other regions as well. But I could see them rolling this kind of thing out for other regions if it worked out for the North American side. It's pretty cool that they are accepting more applications, and maybe it'll give people who maybe aren't as active anymore as they were once a chance to get in there and take a break or change how they interact with the community. If you've been an MVP for years, because this program's been around for a very long time, you know, maybe you want to take some time away, and this may be the time for you to do that.
So it looks like they're closing the application on February 28th at noon Pacific. So that's, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. So Medros, would you try to apply for an MVP?
I don't have the time or the disposition for putting up with what MVPs put up with. I have some friends who are MVPs.
Oh, yeah?
I've heard from them what they have to put up with. No, thanks. There are times when I've had to bite my tongue pretty hard just running the community for ATA. I couldn't do what they put up with. I would be quickly removed from such a program. People out there, you know, I've been called by some people the Pope of WoW podcasting. Don't feel it's deserved, but whatever. I could not do what those folks do. Just there's no way that I could do it and make it very clear that there's no way that I am that good. I tip my hat to those who do. Let's put it that way. Because it ain't easy stuff. Alright, let us move along, shall we?
Yeah, so in exciting news, there has been a change. Has been or will be? I don't know.
The original change, I think, for this was in the past, which led to the need for this change. But it says once these updates are implemented, but I don't... Let me see if there's any updates after that. No, I don't see any further blue posts. So maybe coming in the future?
It was a week ago that they posted. But anyways, update to loot rules for transmog runs. And so the idea is that if you're doing a transmog run, if you're solo running an old raid or old dungeon, currently there's only one item that drops it's personal loot, so you don't get, there's not as much loot that drops as there used to be. So they're changing it again so that the number of items dropped by bosses will be the same as it would have been if you were in a full party. So if you're in a 5-player dungeon, you'll get 5 players worth of loot. So That's a big buff for people running transmog runs to try to get those rare items and not being able to get them because they're not dropping. So I think that's exciting. I used to go running for rare items. I have not done that in a long time, but this is a welcome change, yeah, for sure. What are your thoughts?
I know a lot of people who do loot runs for transmog. People who will run the same dungeon a dozen times to get the loot they want. So this is definitely a very good change. With getting 5 players worth of loot, you have a better chance of getting what you're looking for. I mean, if you can do a 20-person raid as one person, I don't see why you shouldn't get 20 players worth of loot. Whatever that would end up being. So... really good changes. Yeah, it'll be good to see that happen. I am curious though. It says here that all items on the loot table will have a chance to drop, not just the ones that are designated for your spec. I mean, I guess items are learned once they're bound to you, so you don't necessarily need to equip something to have learned it. As long as it's at least soul bound to you, right?
Not necessarily. If you're on a plateware and a piece of leather drops, you don't gain it. Like, you don't gain the look for it.
Okay, so that would then be the concern for me is, say I'm playing a hunter who wears mail, and a bunch of plate drops from a raid, you know, I can't then send that over to a plate wearing alt, but maybe I want the view for an alt. So if they're going to change those rules, they would need to then make it so that in such a situation where these rules are in effect, that character can then learn everything that drops. Or you're not really in any better position, and you should only drop things that can actually be learned by the class that is getting it.
Well, you could sell it.
It's worth gold. Only if it's available to be sold. Not everything. Like a lot of stuff is BOP.
No, I mean like any sort of gear that drops, you can vendor it, and that's worth some gold. And if you
I mean, you're there for transmog items, you know, not there to necessarily earn gold.
Yeah, but you, I mean, that's the way it's always been, though. For ever since transmog came out, you weren't able to learn or get the look for characters that can't equip that item or that specialized loot that they can't equip that loot or use that loot, or it's not their specialization.
Yeah, I just feel like Blizzard could change how the function works to more adequately give what will help the player running it, I guess. That's just my point of view, though.
Yeah. One thing to notice, or to note here, it also says, once these updates are implemented, entering a dungeon or raid that is trivial for you, i.e. your character is 10 or more levels higher than the dungeon, that will activate the legacy loot mode. So if you're running it on a character that is like only 5 levels higher, then it's not going to be trivial, and so it's going to work like current loot works, which would be like the personal loot, where you only have a chance at an item for you.
Yeah.
But if you want to go run, a classic example for me is, speaking of loot runs, I can't tell you how many times I've run Stratholme to try to get that Baron mount. I haven't now, but yeah, I ran it forever and ever and ever. Or, you know, running Karazhan to try to get the Warhorse off of Adamant, which I don't have yet. Boo. But I haven't run that forever.
Yeah, the last time I was there was for the Paladin class quest.
Ah.
So technically, I guess I have Baron's Mount on all of my Paladins, because technically it's Baron's Mount. I don't know that lore yet, quite right yet. I'll leave that up to smarter people. So, moving along. Discovered something over on a couple of the news sites for WoW that I, for some reason, must have missed. I don't know how that could have happened, but apparently I did. And that is that the Maghar Orcs have now been data mined out of the Battle for Azeroth Alpha, and they look about what we expect. Brown-skinned or gray-skinned orcs. There's joke lines and so on the Alpha client, so don't know when we're going to get these, but I'm very curious, like, what I want from Blizzard is kind of a, you can expect to receive X amount of character slots, if there's any more coming than what we have now, throughout this expansion, and we plan to release this number of races, because right now I've got one character slot left. If they release two races that I really, really want to play, I would have a hard time choosing. So I kind of want Blizzard to like be more explicit of like, we plan to do this or that, because that would be very nice. What do you think?
I don't really understand why there's a limit per server. I get having a limit, a global limit, like the limit of 50. That makes sense, but per server, I don't really think that makes sense. I mean, I see no technical reason why. I mean, it's not like you're going to log on to three of those characters at a time. Like, you can only be on one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't understand the limitation there.
I'll be honest, I don't either.
Although, like, with when they did the, was it Connected Realms? Or whatever they did a couple years ago, where some realms would have other realms that are connected with them, so you would always, your character would always be on the same realm in the same area. I know Laughing Skull connected with, I know there were two that we were connected with. Why can't I remember? But if I create like a character on those other realms, then it's all like a shared auction house. And but I guess the auction houses are shared now anyways. I don't know. Auchendoon was one of them. I don't remember what the other one was. I don't remember what the advantage of that was either. That was a long time ago. I still hold to it that I don't understand the benefit of having that limitation, because maybe before, to like not have the scroll bar on your character selection screen, but there's a scroll bar there now, so there's no reason not to allow more.
I agree. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, we'll see. We'll see what Blizzard says and what is announced a bit closer to the release of BFA. Hopefully, for those people who've made one of each of the new allied races, they do not need to have to choose later between any of their children, because that's hard.
One thing about the Maghar orcs, it doesn't specify what faction they are, and I asked you about this earlier. What you thought they were. And the reason why I asked that was one of the YouTube channels that I subscribe to, that I watch all their videos, Taliesin and Evitel. Taliesin had guessed that the Maghar orcs would come as an allied race and that they would be available for alliance. And he was giving all sorts of possible reasons why. And it might be something about being led by Sorfang, and Sorfang kind of had a run-in with Sylvanas and kind of got excommunicated from the Horde. Just a thought. Like, I don't know if that's really a thing, but it's worth like the thought and paying attention to it, because that would be so weird if there was an orc race that was alliance.
Absolutely. I thought Sarfang was the leader of the orcs, of all the orcs.
Well, I mean, Sylvanas, people don't necessarily get along with her, so...
Yeah, Sarfang's the leader of the orcs of Durotar. I don't see him going... Interesting theory. Be very interested to see if they did it. I'd be very interested to see how people would actually play it. But... yeah, it definitely worth considering. Time to move on to our second sponsor of the show, which is the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks. We've highlighted so many of them over here. Now there's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and it's a lot. There's a lot of books to choose from. We've done different series over the past few months. This is the second book in the series that we have done before. This book comes out tomorrow, actually, on the 27th. I'm very excited for this. This is the book we've been this week is The Spiral Path. It's The Traveler book number 2, and it's written again by Greg Weisman, narrated by the same guy, Ramon de Campo. I'm very excited for this. The hardcover, the paper version of the book is only coming out in paperback this time instead of hardcover. Which will make me feel sad, because I don't like when publishers change the format of a book series, especially ones that I actually have in book format. But yeah, I'm very excited to see what this book's going to be like, and we're going to listen to a bit of a sample of that now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Skirting Feralus, Chapter 1, Lady and Child. Azeroth's largest moon, the White Lady, was waning now. But its second, smaller moon, the Blue Child, remained full, and these orbs provided, despite the lack of a campfire, more than enough light for Aramar Thorne's current undertaking. Aram had his sketchbook on his lap. And...
so that again is The Spiral Path, World of Warcraft Traveler, book number 2, Written by Greg Weisman, narrated by Ramon Ocampo. And you can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. And again, there's over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. All right, now to our question of the week, shall we?
From last week.
Well, the question of the week.
Yeah.
So, the question week for last week was, what artifact ability would you like to see carried forward in battle for Azeroth? At Inudari says, the extra lightning damage for my elemental shaman. Fries of the Gnome, after some reconsideration and thought, says, the spiky thingy ability. How awesome is it to make giant spikes appear out from the ground and apply Colossus Smash debuff? Zombie Dan on Twitter says, Hattie, or a second pet out for BM. I enjoy the feel of having two pets. And Chops6965 says, I like having two pets at one time as a hunter. I'll miss Hattie when the next expansion hits.
And Heelfest says, Demon Hunter DPS ability. Feels like it should be part of a rotation. WookieBH said, BM hunters are getting their second pet as a talent, last I checked, so I'm happy. Scary Scott said, only ones I can think of that would really take away from the rotations right now would be Marksman Hunter, Windburst. Helps with vulnerability uptime. Shadow Priest, Void Torrent, helps with Void Form uptime. Arms Warrior, Warbreaker, helps with Colossal Smash uptime. So any of those abilities that would take away from the rotations as well. Sisil said, Marksman Hunter, Windburst. I can't imagine my rotation without it. Blood Death Knight, Consumption. AoE Life Drain makes soloing large groups so much easier.
Alright, so next week's question is, what are you most excited for in the Warcraft 3 Invitational? Some hot RTS action. There we go.
Oh my. This is supposed to be a safe for work podcast.
I would talk about necromancers and shaman burning stuff. What are you talking about?
I'm excited. I'm assuming there's going to be some announcements. I'm excited for what they announce, which I have no idea, but I'm excited for it.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing you guys' answers as well as Toasty's whenever he's back. I will point out, by the way, since Toasty's in our chat room, I thought we brought the band back together last time, bud. What's going on? Jeez. Can't you get the band together, back together for a week?
Oh, anyways. By the way, I'm out next week.
All right.
Not really. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. I got no words. I can't even words right now. I can't even words.
Toasty has a good reason.
I know. All right. What's your shout-out for the week, sir?
My shout-out is going to be to Toasty. And, you know, Toasty's dad. Happy birthday, Toasty's dad. And thanks for coming and hanging out with us for the remainder of the show, Toasty.
Yeah, we might even let him talk after we're off the air.
Nope.
All right. fan made the decision. Sorry.
Hold on. If he came on to talk in the after the show, it's going to be all hockey trade talk because the trade deadline was today.
Yes, I assumed as much.
Yeah. And I want to go to bed at some time.
You can leave the conversation anytime, sir.
Okay, bye.
After the show.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your shout-out? Sorry for interrupting you.
My shout-out is... I have no idea. I got nothing. I literally have nothing. To all of our listeners, there we go. Super easy one. To everybody who came out, I'm glad you guys could all make it here, and we'll look forward to having another awesome show with you guys all next week. Yeah, so do you want to do the intro? Or should I do that?
Sure. No, I can do it.
All right.
So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, our number is 1-785-ATA-WOW5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find us on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. I am at Fandeth. And Toasty is at Toasty Posty Can. You can also find the network at Dawn Forge. Join our new battle group, Battle Dot.
Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have done this outro. I'm so fail at it.
You can join the wonder here. Do you want me to take over? You're not doing so great.
You can join our Battle.net battle group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out some of the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a well-recorded intro. Or outro.
I was just thinking that. Hey, I nailed the intro, even if we didn't change the audible sampling.
You did well. Good job.
Yes. Toasty, we miss you.
No more birthdays allowed in your household.
That's dark. Are, like, better for survivability. And getting more. Yay, my cat just knocked a whole bunch of stuff off the side of my desk. Sorry for that distraction.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.